And we've got Tim Gooden on the line. G'day,
Good
Tim.
morning. Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Yeah, good. How about yourself?
Good, Toby. Yourself?
Yeah, catching my breath, but doing all right.
Yeah, now why have we got Tim Gooden up here on Saturday morning?
So big week this, or big fortnight even, coming up with the Westgate Memorial, and then like the community, the CFMEU community meeting this week, as well as the Migrant Workers Federation organising the Ralph Edwards and Guy Rundle and Sonia McCroskey to speak on Thursday night. How did you find? I saw you were, well, obviously you were present at the CFMEU Defend the Unions meeting, but how did you find the event on Thursday night?
Oh, that was fantastic. It was the first public meeting I'd been to outside of the Defend the Unions meeting, where the guest speakers went through all the issues and the community members were able to ask questions and put in their 2 cents. It was very educational, and we need a lot more. We need a lot more of it.
Yeah, hearing what the community, the support that the community had to offer, especially Emily, that was like part of the NTU that spoke both nights, but and just brought up her point of view that NTU is the first union outside of any trades really that had broken ranks under with great duress, like from the ACTU.
That was informative. Because a lot of people think that the CFMEU is on their own with this government legislation, and that's not the case. So all the building unions, the plumbers, the UTU, the metal workers, as well as the RBTU and the MUA, are all supporting the CFMEU, and of course a lot of rank and file groups in other unions, such as the NTU, the ASU and the teachers, are all putting up motions and trying to get their unions to support the CFMEU against this dictatorship legislation, which ultimately will affect all unions, not only directly, because the legislation could be changed at any time and used against any union or any organisation for that matter, where a government can just say, in the public interest, we're closing you, we're putting in administration, and we're running it. So just completely avoiding democracy. And I think a lot of unions are starting to realise that now. It's been a few months since all the propaganda around 60 Minutes came about, and nothing's come of that. And it's becoming clearer and clearer each day that this is really a power grab by the federal government to stop the CFMEU from organising the best campaigns that we can.
I was interested, one of the feedback about that meeting on Wednesday, Thursday was that Ralph Edwards was there and he gave a speech. He's a former
President.
president of the Victorian CFMEU. He was saying that he actually read the legislation and he was a bit bemused by it.
Oh, well, anybody who, yeah, that's right. And Ralph's been around an awfully long time. He's been through several royal commissions, several amalgamation campaigns, etc., through all the union movement, and a lot of different state and federal governments. And he's never seen any. He said he'd never seen anything like it. And that they've left the legislation so one-ended. Like there's no appeal process. There's no there's, well, there's no democracy in it whatsoever. Where they can just remove all the elected officials of an organisation, and then even just sack paid employees without a reason, without notice. No recourse, And then, of course, if you become a removed person, you can never do anything in the trade union movement ever again. I mean,
that's really funny. You know, I've just been reading a book that was set during Stalinist Russia, and they had a title called "A Former Person." People were former people.
Well, former, yeah.
Former people. It's sort of a bit chilling, I think.
Yeah, it is. Well, to punish someone for the rest of their life, and they haven't actually even done anything, and there's been no due process, there's been absolutely nothing. This government just passed this legislation, supposedly on the back of a 60-minute report, which nothing's ever, and not many people have ever taken any notice of 60 minutes for anything. It's just absolutely disgusting. And the Defend the Unions campaign, Defend the CFMEU campaign, that's one of the things that we wanted to be able to do is get a big town hall meeting with lots of big names there and media, and start explaining to the community what this legislation actually means and how it could impact on them in the future. I mean, the precedence that it sets for any government to just say, oh, we don't like you in the public interest, we're taking over. I mean, what's the point of forming a democratic union or an organisation to have a government be able to do that to you?
Well, and in that point, it's not just like a legislation, like you said, because it's so far-reaching and sort of nebulous. It's actually an open declaration of war on the working class.
Absolutely. And the other night at the Democritus building in Northcote, it showed how diverse this legislation is impacting on people, and how many people realise what's going on, and the more solidarity we can build amongst all the different unions and working class organisations and First Nations people and international movements, the sooner the better. There is a federal election coming up, and it's going to be one of the issues that the government's going to have to contend with.
One of the things about this upcoming federal election, which is fascinating, is that the CFMEU is a very we're talking about the construction and general division of the CFMEU. You might have caught up with the fact that the manufacturing division has moved to be disassociated from the CFMEU, but they've been in dispute with the core group for quite a long time for a lot of internal issues between the two sectors. One of the things that Sandra, who was one of the people who spoke at this meeting, she actually said at one of the first community meeting that she moved from the manufacturing division to the construction and general division and was over the moon at how much community and support she got from one division to the other, which was really fascinating, wasn't it?
It was. It's always good to hear rank and file speeches and what they think about the union and how much it impacts on their lives, because trade unions do have a huge impact on people's lives, and you probably wouldn't even notice it until we weren't there. But, it's incredibly important the role that the CFMEU has played in leading solidarity and improving the working lives of people. And you got to... It's not a surprise that a lot of people want to join the CFMEU. We do. The construction division would have to be the best. The construction workers in Victoria would have to be the best and well looked after and serviced construction workers in the world.
And like Guy Rundle was sort of saying this on the Thursday night, that has created, like, along with a vast media attack on it, kind of like a a lack of class solidarity where people are using that to attack CFMEU members for various reasons, whether it's like they just want new Raptors, or they're somehow raving misogynists, a lot of them. And actually, to hear everyone speak on Thursday gave, I think, the community members that weren't aware, like, the understanding of how vast and far-reaching and impactful a union can be and should be.
I was really fascinated by this push to try and tar the CFMEU Construction Division as a misogynist to the core, toxic masculinity, when in actual fact they've been working really hard to try and increase the amount of women within their ranks to support women to real jobs within construction. It is not anywhere near what they need to, but they actually went to court were taken to court right up to the High Court for insisting that sites should have female, toilets for female workers. Now, if it seems that they're being attacked by people for making moves in the right direction, and it's definitely the pot calling the kettle black, right? Using an old adage. What do you reckon, Tim?
Yeah, the fog of war. And you never let the facts get in the way of a good story. There's been a lot of innuendos and things raised to try and slander the CFMEU, and of course that is one of them. How can you defend the CFMEU when they're alleged to be misogynist and not caring and what have you? That has been a tactic, and it is something that we need to respond to, and dispel a lot of that stuff. And there's no better example than the women comrades in the CFMEU today that are leading the way. They're shop stewards, they're running jobs, they're OH&S reps, they're speaking out at public meetings that we saw the other night on Thursday night, which was fantastic. And the union has done a lot over the years to not only try and bring about equality on the jobs, like the toilets and additional flexible work hours for people with family responsibilities, etc., but also in solidarity with national conferences, sponsoring people. To be able to work out their agendas and push their agendas forward, and to help train workers on site and the community. There's a lot of pushback, more from bosses that are reluctant to change than there is in the trade union movement. And like I've worked on sites, on building sites now for over 42 years. And what life was like 40 years ago to what it is today is chalk and cheese. And there's been one motivating and moving force that's brought about that change, and that's the trade union movement. And the CFMEU has been at the forefront of that. There's no denying that. And so for people to use anything other than the facts to try and cover up their agenda. And this is what the government has done. The government's been orchestrating this for over 12 months. They've been manoeuvring, feeding the media, trying to come up with bullshit stories and arguments. They drafted the legislation months before it was shown to anybody. And they've done it with one thing in mind, and that's to remove and to reduce the ability for the most militant and successful trade union in Australia today to be able to stop organising as best we can. And I tell you now, workers, the CFMEU members and other construction worker members and hopefully all union members will not accept it and will continue to oppose it.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Tim.
And for just to follow up, the Defend the Unions campaign's released a website. How can people find that?
Okay, so that's Defend the Unions site, or www.defendtheunions.site, S-I-T-E. And, jump on that. We'll be keeping it up to date with information. We're meeting on the second Wednesday of every month at the MUA office in North Melbourne, Island Street, North Melbourne. Everybody is welcome. We don't care where you're from. If you're opposed to this legislation and you want to help save trade unionism in Australia today, you're more than welcome to come along, have your 2 cents, and help the campaign.
And the time is 6 p.m.
6 p.m., of course. Yeah, thank you very much.
Cool. Thanks, mate.
Good luck.